For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
And now, here they are, the Beatles!
The Beatles are arguably the greatest musical phenomenon of the past half century or so, as is evidenced by director Ron Howard's recent documentary film, 8 Days a Week. Focusing solely on the Fab Four's touring years, the movie includes bits of a film owned by Beatles fan Jerry Davis of Columbia. The silent black-and-white footage of the Beatles in Detroit in 1964 came to Davis by a stroke of fortune in the 1970s. As he was building a public radio station in Indiana, an engineer at a sister television station approached him.
And he showed me this film. I got pretty excited as a Beatle fan, you know, it was great. And I said, well, when you get ready to sell the film, let me know. And a few days later, he came to me and he said, I'll sell you the film for $50. And at the time, I wasn't dealing with the wife acceptance factor. So I was able to say, yeah, I'll do it for $25. And he took the bait, and so he gave me a piece of film.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are four of the nicest youngsters we've ever had on our stage. The Beatles, bring them on here.
The miraculously acquired piece of history sat on Davis's shelf for years until 2014, when the Beatles announced the hiring of Howard to make the documentary. By coincidence, Davis told a friend in Hollywood about his film later that day.
He said, well, hold on. And he put me on hold, and he knew Brian Grazer, Ron Howard's partner. And Grazer passed him off to Nick Farrell at White Horse Pictures while I'm still on hold. And the next thing I know, I'm talking to the producers of this film, and they said, yeah, send us a digital version of it.
Howard's film only contains about 15 seconds of Davis's footage, but the producers were happy to have it. An admiring crowd surrounds the group's hotel, a girl faints, and Ringo Starr sings the song Boys with the help of modern sound technology. Davis's involvement also helped convince Columbia's nonprofit Nickelodeon Theater to book the film, said executive director Andy Smith.
He contacted us to let us know that he had played a role in providing some footage for the film. So we were really looking forward to bringing the film for that reason and went ahead and started talking with him about having him speak before a screening to share his experience a little bit.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes! Documentaries are usually screened at smaller theaters for smaller audiences, but Smith was amazed at the interest in the movie at his venue.
We originally were planning on just doing one screening of the film. When Jerry had contacted us and talking to the distributor, we were just going to do a one-off. It sold out pretty quickly, so we added a week of screenings where we were going to do one screening a day. Well, we saw those start to sell out. So in the end, we ended up showing it over 3 weeks.
But even better, film finally got some use. I got my $25 back, and then some.
Davis said he thought Howard's people were through with his film. He found out differently.
But they contacted me. He said, I hope you don't mind, but the Beatles are putting a new album out called The Beatles Live at the Hollywood Bowl. And they're going to do a promo film for it. And I recommended that they use your film. Do you mind? So my film has a second life.
Now, Ticket to Ride, Yesterday, and Help. The Beatles, here they are.
Davis is presently talking with Howard's team about another possible film, but for now, he's happy with his contribution to music history.
It was great fun seeing my name in the credits. You know, my friends sitting around, they're all applauded, and it's worth going to see.
This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.